My friend, it is, of course, is Tuesday during Holy Week, and as we take a look all through this week at what was taking place on each of those weekdays leading up to what we call Good Friday and then Resurrection Sunday, we know that on that particular Tuesday, dated at April 12th in the year 30 AD, Jesus predicted the date of his execution, and he, of course, debated with religious leaders. It was on this tragic day, in some respects, and yet, of course, working exactly according to the overarching theme and providence of God, tragic that Judas sold out for 30 pieces of silver on this day, Tuesday, of course, during that Holy Week in the year 30 AD. But something vitally important also happened on this particular Tuesday back then that is so important, so timely for us today. And that is that Jesus responded to the question posed to him, what is the greatest commandment? Matthew 22, verses 36 and following records, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." How timely for us today in such a fast-paced society. So easy to stay busy, isn't it? With all of our family and work and church and school responsibilities. We have duties. We have the should, the could, the would, and every day pressures, of course, mount. We find ourselves running from one activity to another. Somebody's likened it to a giant hamster wheel, and we go and go and go, and yet we don't go anywhere. And Jesus knew this. But apparently the Pharisees didn't know that. All they knew was the law and all the activity it required. And so they asked Jesus, which commandment of the more than 600, by the way, that they had, which of those did he think was the greatest? They weren't ready for how profound his answer would be. Jesus didn't say that the greatest commandment involved ministry or family or profession. He didn't suggest tremendous feats or activities. Instead, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. There's a writer named Leanne Payne who writes, centering on the work of the Lord and the helping of others can actually cloud our first duty of loving and glorifying and enjoying God always. You've heard me perhaps quote Oswald Chambers, one of my favorite writers of all time. He said, the greatest competitor of devotion to Jesus is service for Jesus. I want to read that again. Let this sink in, my friend. The greatest competitor of devotion to Jesus is service for him. See, with the Lord, it's never do, 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 but it's always what? Be. Become. And in that being, he will do through you. Somebody's put it this way, God has all the ability that he will ever need. So it's not about ability, it's about availability. On this day, during this Holy Week, what is your availability to the Lord? Certainly I'm asking that of myself, my friend. We need to be conscious of him. We need to worship him, to love him, to spend time with him, to yield to him. Do you realize that we are called to be imitators of him? Now, first of all, if you have never trusted Christ as your Savior, you truly cannot imitate Jesus Christ. If anybody were to attempt to do that, it would just be a fraud. Nobody can become a Christ follower just by imitating Jesus. Salvation is how? It is through grace, by the faith that we place in Jesus Christ. Even that faith, Ephesians 2 tells us, is a gift. So that we cannot boast about what we do, the big difference between what we're talking about in a relationship with Christ versus the world religions. The world religions are all about what you and I have to do. But salvation through Jesus Christ is about what He has already done. My friend, this day, Romans 8:29-30, so timely. Those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. My friend, this day, can you rest in Him? What is the greatest commandment? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Oh, Heavenly Father, how important are these words? What a call to action, maybe even a call to inaction, realizing that centering on the work of the Lord and doing can cloud our very first and highest commandment of loving You and glorifying You and enjoying You. May we remember the words of our brother Oswald Chambers, that the greatest competitor of devotion to You, Lord Jesus, can actually be service to You. May we stop doing in our own limited strength. May we abide in You, that Your victorious life would be lived in us and through us to the glory of God the Father. It's in Your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray this, and we thank You. Amen.